Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. I hope everyone is doing well. This is Mia with One Purpose Magazine, owner of Jones Publishing Company. Jones Publishing Company. I'm lying. That's not the name of my company. It's Jones Publishing Enterprises, LLC, and I am located in Chicago. Just in case I get any listeners at some point that are not from the city and don't have no clue of who I am. And I am back. I'm back doing Blog Talk Radio. It's been 6 years. I cannot believe the last time I recorded a show was 6 years ago. Just in case you all want to find out anything about who I am or what I do or my background, you can visit www.onepurposemagazine.com. I have a lot there that kind of talks about me. You can find my face because I am the face of Jones Publishing and Enterprises. I'm the only face right now. But it's cool, and I say that because I am understaffed, okay, and underpaid and overworked. But it's all good. Anyway, I just wanted to kind of drop in my first Blog Talk Radio show to talk about some of the things that I have coming up. I'm super excited about my new endeavors. I have a new magazine that'll be out in April. I'm having a launch event in let me just make sure my volume is good. There we go. Hopefully that first part was recorded. So just in case it wasn't, oh my goodness, I hope that first part was recorded. But just in case it wasn't, I'm going to catch you up on what I was saying because I really haven't gotten into the details of my conversation. If you want to find out more about me, like I said, it's been 6 years since my last recording. If you want to find out more about me, you can visit www.onepurposemagazine.com. I'm the owner of Jones Publishing and Enterprises. I messed that up in the beginning, so hopefully it wasn't recording because then I can I can't believe I got the name of my own company wrong. But it's been a while, so I'm a little, you know, rusty. But anyway, I'm just here to catch everyone up on what it is that I've been working on and what I have going on. I have a new issue of my magazine coming out. The goal for One Purpose Magazine originally was to release a new issue annually because I do work and I have other things going on and I have a family. So I just didn't want to over inundate myself with putting out issues on a monthly basis or anything like that, or even quarterly. I would like to grow to doing a quarterly issue so that way we have four a year. But we'll see. It really is contingent upon how things go with this first run with this this issue that's coming out in April. It will be out at the Black Women's Expo. That will be the first print. It will be there because I usually do digital. So this will be my first year doing a print edition of one of my issues, but it still will be digital and it will be available the week of April 3rd. I will have a cover reveal. I'm having an event, hopefully for mostly press and supporters. I guess trying to run that together messed me up. But hopefully for press and supporters of the magazine and the people that I feature, just to show gratitude for their availability. And that's going to be on March 27th that will be revealed. I'm using a new photographer this year, which I'm kind of excited about. I will put more information out about that because I feel like he's a really dope photographer. So once that's out, you all will have all his information. You'll be able to see his work and things like that. The photographers that I've worked with moved on to bigger and better things. They kind of just left me behind, if you will. No, I'm just joking. But they're still doing what they do. They're still doing great things. So I appreciate the work they've done for me in the past. And also coming up for me that is really huge this year is I'm relaunching my memoir, As Thyself by Nia. I started As Thyself in 2014, and I began a soft launch on it. I had a couple talks and got feedback and things like that. So I call myself enhancing it. My teacher and mentor in my head, who have since passed away, is Toni Morrison. And, she, you know, not face-to-face or anything, but through her mentorship online, I was encouraged by her to just rework my work. And she seemed to always teach that it's okay to revisit your work to make it better. So I did that. And I don't feel like I'm at a place in my life where I have so much to tell to have one of those in-depth memoirs, but it is going to be like a Listen Reasons is a memoir. So it's going to be like a journal. The print is going to be like a journal. It's going to be spiral bound, and it's going to have areas where you, the reader, will be able to jot down things about yourself. Because for me, writing this book, especially going into my fourth, and just making sure that through a lot of things that I've gone through, I've done my work to just empower my own voice and to have something to say, which leads me, well, okay, so I'll get there. I'll get there to to that point. I'm so excited to talk again and to share my opinions. I'm just like all over the place in my brain. But the event that I'm having for the relaunch of the book will be a one-woman show, and it will be held at Stage 773, and that's in Chicago. And I will put out more information about that. I'm sure I'm going to do a social media campaign and everything. I'm going to do like a promo song, a promo video. So there'll be much more about that because I need people to come to, you know, show up. So that's the best way, word of mouth and through social media. And I may do some press if I can. We'll see. But it is going to be April 11th, which will be like it'll be your pre-church service, because everybody go to church on Easter Sunday, right? I'll be returning to church on Easter Sunday. So it'll be set the mood for Sunday service, the only one that real Christians go to. No, let me stop. And I can't get in trouble by anyone. I'm just joking, though. I'm just joking. So I have a few minutes left. I just wanted to come in and drop in and put my voice back out, and start a regimen for my blog talk show. But I did want to spend a little bit of time talking about just some stuff that's, I guess, newsworthy, because I am like a political news junkie. I could probably sit here and talk politics with someone for a very long time. And that's another thing. If you like get into the magazine and you get into a lot of what I do, which is really talking about everyday people and some of the issues that we deal with, and you want to be a guest or you want to sit with me, just email me. I would love that. I'm open to it. I'm going to be doing this show every Sunday around 1 o'clock. That's my goal. I know a lot of people are getting out of church or whatever. However you decide to worship is your business. But for me, right now, this is what I'm doing. So if you want to join me, just hit me up at nia.andrews@gmail.com. And that's like the best email to get me at. I have several, but that's the best one. I check it regularly. So if you ever have an interest in the future, or you come up with an idea like, man, I want to talk with Nia, this would be a good conversation for me to have with her, or, you know, on her show or whatever, just hit me up. I'm with it. I do 15 to 30 minute segments, so the conversations aren't that long, straight to the point, and you can even call in. It's not even something that you would have to sit in with me and do. You wouldn't even have to come to the office. You can call in, wouldn't have to come to my office. You can call in and we can chop it up, you know, that way. But I want to just dive in real quick to one of the conversations that's taking place right now that was followed up after the terrible, terrible tragedy with Kobe Bryant and his beautiful daughter and the others that were taken in that helicopter crash prematurely, obviously. But that was devastating, and it's just a hard thing to have conversations about. But what I kind of want to go into is this follow-up that has turned into a conversation over kind of memorializing the individuals that died tragically in that accident is Gayle King. It's been a lot for me. You know, just, and I'm sure it's been a lot for people, but for someone who's practiced and studied journalism as an interviewer, I just want to jump into it and say that that interview that she did was a lot for me to take in. I think because I developed in the beginning, you know, loss for me is different for a lot of people because I feel like that I've experienced enough loss to where coping with things, I've learned to move on quickly. And but I don't judge people who don't. I don't judge people who move a little bit at a slower pace or a faster pace than I